Ground. Mario Casar and Andrew Vajna present a Ted Kotcheff film. Sylvester Stallone in First Blood. Fade up. A dusty track winds down through bald woodland trees past a small brick building with a grey slate roof. A distant figure descends the track. Richard Crenna, starring Brian Dennehy, also starring Bill McKinney, Jack Starrett, Michael Talbot, Chris Mulkey, John McLean. The man draws nearer. Alf Humphreys, David Caruso, David Crowley, Don Mackey. Casting by Lynn Stalmaster, Tony Howard and Associates. The man, John Rambo, wears blue jeans, heavy brown boots and a green US Army jacket with the stars and stripes emblazoned on a breast pocket. He's in his late 20s and white, with thick black wavy hair, dark eyes and heavy features. He stops and looks down over a farmhouse by a broad glittering lake, outside which children frolic and play. He descends the grassy hill towards the house. Rambo carries a rolled-up sleeping bag on a shoulder strap. Three children scamper away as he approaches. Two figures stand by an empty animal enclosure. Rambo veers towards them on his way towards the long, gabled house. One of the figures points at the house and Rambo continues towards it. Based on a novel by David Morrell. Screenplay by Michael Cozzol and William Sackheim and Sylvester Stallone. A middle-aged black woman and a teenage black girl in a plaid shirt hang washing on a line outside the clapboard house. Rambo strolls up to them.
Excuse me, can you tell me this where Delmar Barry lives?
He ain't here. Go on inside, baby.
The girl walks away past Rambo, who produces a small address book and approaches the woman.
He's a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, he wrote this address down. Right here. There. You can see that's Delmar's writing. I'm sure had a hard time finding this place.
Yeah, that's his writing.
Well, like I said, he's a friend. My name is John Rambo. We served on the same team together in NAM. I don't know if you ever talked about me. I've got a picture of us together somewhere. It's junk in your pocket. Here it is. That's me. That's Danforth and Westmore, Bronson, Ortega, and there's Delmar right in the back. We had to put him in the back because he's so big. If he didn't, he'd take up the whole picture. Look how big he is.
Delmar's gone.
What time will he be back?
He died. Died last summer.
He stares.
Died how?
Cancer. Brought it back from NAM. All that orange stuff that spread it around. Cut him down to nothing. I could lift him off the sheet.
Rambo blinks, then lowers his gaze. He looks back up the hill, then hands her the photo. The woman, who wears a cardigan and headscarf, gazes at the photograph. Rambo tosses the address book into a stone fireplace as he starts back up the hill with his head hung. Rambo walks alongside a road flanked by tall pine trees. Traffic passes him. It's a cold, grey day, and as he blows onto his hands to warm them, his breath escapes in ghostly plumes. He turns up the collar of his jacket and buries his hands in his pockets. A lorry passes him as he strolls under a wooden sign spanning the road. Gateway to Holiday Land. Welcome to Hope. A strapping, heavy-set sheriff steps out of the town sheriff's office and dons a Stetson with a star-shaped badge on it. He burps and slaps his belly. He descends steps to the street as a mother and daughter pass with a pram.
Morning, Amy. How you doing, girls?
Great, thanks.
All right this morning?
He goes to a patrol car.
Andy!
Howdy, Will.
Craggy, snow-capped mountains stand tall on the horizon. The sheriff, Will Teasel, gets in the car and reverses onto the road by a drugstore. A bearded man in a construction hat walks by.
Morning, Dave.
Hi, Sheriff.
Wanna take a bath this week?
He pulls away. Rambo walks along sullenly at the roadside. The sheriff approaches in the patrol car.
Morning!
Rambo stops and nods as Teasel pulls up at a junction.
You visiting somebody around here?
Teasel raises his eyebrows.
You know, wearing that flag on that jacket, looking the way you do, you're asking for trouble around here, friend. Headed north or south?
North.
Now jump in. I'll make sure you head in the right direction, huh?
Rambo considers. He looks right towards the town, then on down the open road. He sighs and starts for the patrol car. They drive through town.
Where are you headed?
Portland.
Portland is south. You said you were headed north.
You got some place I can eat around here?
Teasel purses his lips.
There's a diner about 30 miles up the highway.
Is there any law against me getting something here?
Yeah, me.
Rambo frowns.
Why are you pushing me?
Teasel leers.
What did you say?
So why are you pushing me? I haven't done anything to you.
First of all, you don't ask the questions around here. I do. You understand? Secondly, we don't want guys like you in this town.
Rambo looks ahead.
Drifters. First thing you know, we got a whole bunch of guys like you in this town. That's why. Besides, you wouldn't like it here. It's a quiet little town. In fact, you might say it's boring. But that's the way we like it. And I get paid to keep it that way.
Boring.
Rambo lowers his eyes. The patrol car motors over a low truss bridge spanning a shallow, choppy river by a dense thicket of pine trees. They pull up on the other side, and Rambo gets out.
Portland, straight ahead. If you want some friendly advice, a haircut and take a bath. You wouldn't get hassled so much. Hope this ride helped you out.
The red and blue lights atop the car turn and flash as Teasel turns the vehicle around.
Have a nice day, huh?
Rambo stands for a moment, then turns and watches as the squad car drives away over the bridge. Rambo glances over his shoulder at the road out of town, then turns up his collar and starts back over the bridge. Rain leaves fleeting ripples on the surface of a murky puddle in the middle of the road. Grinning to himself, Teasel glances in his driver's side wing mirror. His smile fades. He stops the car and drives back towards Rambo, who's strolling off the bridge.
Where the hell do you think you're going? Hey, I'm talking to you, goddamn.
Teasel reverses, blocking the road. He gets out and goes to grab Rambo.
Let me see some ID.
Rambo resists.
All right, you're under arrest. You hear me? Now put your hands on the car. Now you put your hands on the car and you spread them.
Teasel grabs his revolver.
Now you're going to put your hands on that car. How you do it, you decide, right now!
Rambo stares at him. A wry smile plays on Teasel's face, one eyebrow cocked. Rambo holds his gaze, then slowly complies.
Get your legs back. Get them back!
He grabs Rambo's arm.
Hey, try to be nice to some people.
Teasel frisks him from behind and finds something.
Well, what do we have here, huh?
A jagged knife. He takes it from its leather scabbard.
Why would you be carrying a knife like this?
Hunting.
Don't be a wise guy. What do you hunt with a knife?
Aim it.
Teasel marches Rambo into the sheriff's office.
Paint on the canvas now.
Hey, Will.
Lester.
All right, got it.
Charlie, buzz us in, will you?
Hey, talk about your sorry-looking humanity.
Just another smart-ass drifter.
They approach a man at a desk.
Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning, Will. What do you got?
I want you to book this gentleman for vagrancy, resisting arrest, carrying a concealed weapon. He says he uses it for hunting.
Hunting? What do you hunt? Elephants?
Why don't you see if you can clean him up a little bit?
All right, I'll meet you outside.
Smells like an animal.
Mustachioed Deputy Sergeant Arthur Galt slices a piece of paper with the large knife.
Hey, Mitch.
Yo.
Escort this young man downstairs, would you?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Galt. Right this way, partner. Right here. That's it.
Ginger-haired Mitch pushes buttons to unlock a metal door, and Galt gestures Rambo through it.
Okay, here we go.
They descend steps into a corridor where a man paints.
You know, it looks like it's gonna take old Leroy about 10 years to paint this hall.
Oh, why the hell don't you paint it your damn self?
Come on, Leroy, sling that paint, boy.
Good. Mr. Ward, would you take this for me, please?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ward takes a pistol from Mitch and puts it in a locker. Galt sits down at a typewriter.
Name?
Rambo looks away over one shoulder, then stares at Galt.
Your name? Your name!
A flashback, Rambo peers up from a hole in the ground as Viet Cong fighters throw human waste on him.
Name!
Rambo stares at Galt.
Hey, if you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place, buddy.
Mitch goes for Rambo's dog tags and Rambo grabs his wrist.
Hey, you got 3 seconds before I break your face in.
He means it.
Yeah, I do.
Galt stands with his truncheon raised. Rambo releases Mitch from his tight grip, and Mitch snatches the dog tags, yanking their chain from Rambo's neck. He examines them and hands them to Galt, whose eyes remain on Rambo. He looks at the tags.
Well, what do you know about that? Old Harry here's a soldier. Rambo. John Jay?
Rambo lowers his eyes.
You gotta talk to me. I promise you're gonna talk to me, soldier.
He prods Rambo.
I'm starting to dislike you.
He lifts Rambo's chin.
Lot.
With his truncheon.
I'm gonna run a make on him.
Mitch takes the tags.
Put his name in the teletype.
Fingerprint time.
I just roll it across.
Roll it across.
He resists.
Push it.
It won't work that way. It'll only smear. Now roll it across.
Look, you son of a bitch. If you don't put your goddamn hand down there, I'm gonna break it off. Put it down, goddammit.
Art, what the hell is going on down here?
Oh, nothing I can't handle.
He won't let us print him, Will. Leave the ink on the hand.
Just what is your problem, huh? Now listen, hard-ass. As things stand right now, you're facing the ass end of a 90-day incarceration plus a $250 fine, which you don't look to me like you can pay. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going up in front of that judge. And you think we're tough. Now, we're going to make you a little bit more presentable for your courtroom appearance. Now, between now and then, you can just impress the hell out of me by doing exactly as you're told.
Rambo's cleaning the ink off his hands. Large, broad-shouldered Teasel snatches his scrap of paper.
Clean him up.
All right, Preston. I want you to go over and get that hose ready. All right?
Rambo bares his muscular torso.
Holy shit, look at this. What the hell's he been into?
Who gives a shit? All right, put your hands on top of your head and turn around.
He has scars across his chest and back.
Oh, Christ. We should report this to Teasel, Galt. Look at that.
You just do what I tell you.
Galt whacks Rambo in the back with his truncheon.
Galt! What the fuck was that?
Well, a man said clean him up.
He kicks Rambo while he's down, then turns to Mitch.
Clean him up.
Galt strolls out. Naked, Rambo is doused with a hose in a tiled room by balding Deputy Preston as Mitch and Galt watch.
Hey, Preston! Don't forget to get him behind the ears!
Galt laughs and toys with his truncheon. Mitch leaves.
How you like that, huh? What's the matter, Mitch? Don't you like water sports?
Dressed, Rambo is led into a room where 30-something deputy ward approaches with a cutthroat razor and a shaving brush.
All right, hurry it up. It's time for my coffee break. All right, sit down.
Sit down.
Oh,
he has a Vietnam flashback as Galt chokes him with a truncheon.
Damn, this boy's hard to get a hold of. That's okay, Warren. Don't worry about the soap. He's tough. Just shave him. Dry.
Mitch.
How blind are you?
Can't you see this guy's crazy?
Can't you see I don't give a shit?
Yeah, I can see that.
That's better. See there. I knew.
I'm just going to shave you, partner. Take it easy.
Take this, Mitch.
Seeing the razor, Rambo has a flashback to a prisoner of war camp.
Don't move. I don't want you to catch your own throat.
Strung up on a cross, Rambo has his chest sliced with a knife by a Vietnamese officer. Rambo drives Galt back into a wall. He boots Ward in the balls, then fells him and Mitch with more kicks. He headbutts Galt and clobbers Mitch. Galt grabs a truncheon.
You son of a bitch! Come on!
Rambo grabs him by the throat and knees him in the stomach. He slams Galt into a barred door and drives his fingers into Galt's eyes. Ward gets Rambo in a chokehold. Rambo performs a judo throw on Ward and punches him in the ribs. He fells Galt with a backhander.
What the hell is...
Rambo throws a deputy through glass.
Art! Art!
Rambo hangs from bars and kicks Teasel with both legs. A deputy unlocks the door at the top of the stairs and Rambo comes herring out at him, fists flying. He knocks the deputy through a window. A curly-haired deputy leaps up from a desk.
Hey, you can...
He kicks the man to the floor. Rambo's retrieved his hunting knife. Rambo takes a deputy's legs from under him and elbows him in the face. He sprints out of the sheriff's office and runs over the bonnet of a patrol car into the road, where he drags a man from a moving motorcycle. Rambo commandeers the motorbike and hairs off.
Alright, don't shoot! Alright, come on!
Shoot these people down there! Alright, get help. I'll go after them.
Rambo drives down the pavement.
Get out of the way! Get out!
Rambo tears onto a road and speeds off towards the mountains. Teasel's patrol car swings round a corner in pursuit. Rambo hurtles across a petrol station forecourt and onto a road at the other side. Teasel's car gains on him. Rambo crests a hump in the road and soars over a train track. Teasel's car takes flight too, and its rear bumper smashes the ground as it lands. They screech round a corner, and Rambo wheelies on as Teasel's back end swings wildly from oversteer. Teasel chases Rambo down a long, straight road. Rambo glances over his shoulder, then hangs a right at a junction. Teasel's car swings round as he attempts the corner, and he ends up facing the wrong way. The chase continues, with Rambo gripping the handlebars so tight the veins stand out on his muscular arms. They go off-road down a hill, and Teasel's car smashes through a rocky puddle as the road levels. Teasel's left headlamp flies off as his car bounces down a dirt road. Rambo flies off-road into a field. Teasel attempts to jump in the patrol car and takes a fence down in the process. Teasel's patrol car comes to a halt as Rambo descends a hill through dense trees. He reverses. Rambo scrambles on through the forest. Teasel speaks into his radio.
Lester, this is Will. I'm right on his tail. He's just east of Smith's farm, headed towards Chapman Creek.
Rambo races through the forest. Teasel crashes through a wooden gate in the patrol car. Rambo's motorbike carves through puddles and climbs a muddy slope onto a narrow, gravelly road, where Teasel catches up with him. Hot on his tail, Teasel leers at Rambo from behind the wheel. They shoot over a hump in the road and Teasel's patrol car slides sideways down a sharp incline at the side of the track, landing upturned on a bed of rocks and boulders. Teasel throws the driver's side door open and stiffly clambers out to see Rambo herring off into the forest. Rambo reaches a steep, rocky incline and loses his grip on the bike as it's thrown into a wheelie. It crashes against the rock face and he slides backwards on his hands and knees. Teasel is advancing towards him on foot. Rambo scrambles down onto the boulders strewn along the length of the pass, through which a shallow, babbling brook is trickling. Rambo makes his way uphill over the pale grey boulders and disappears from sight. Teasel stands breathlessly atop a rock and calls into the shadowy forest.
I know you can hear me! You're finished! You've gone as far as you're gonna go!
Rambo crawls uphill over autumn leaves.
You hear me?
Rambo, shivering in his sleeveless vest and jeans, clambers up into a truck trailer and casts his eyes about. Hanging in the doorway is a length of cord. He snatches it and hops down to the ground. He spies the rusty remnants of a truck and sprints over to its cab, which has been stripped for parts and lies in a state of disrepair. He flings the door open and looks in. Seeing nothing of use, he rounds the vehicle and rests on the steps of the driver's side door. He catches his breath, clutching his trusty hunting knife. He spies a dirty Hessian sheep lying under a rotten timber and drags it out. Discarding the cord, he removes his knife from its leather sheath and slices the sheet. Two patrol cars park up on the narrow path overlooking the rocky riverbed. Two deputies get out.
Mitch! Lester! He's up there, beyond the draw! Mitch, get Orville on the radio. Tell him to get out here with his damn dogs right away.
Or tell him to bring the Dobermans.
It's gonna rain. We'll need dogs that can hunt on sight.
Right!
Lester, tell Gall to get out to the lumber camp. Tell him to get the helicopter up here.
Right.
If they give him any shit, tell him to cite him for obstruction right on the spot.
Mitch and Lester go.
We'll get him. No problem.
Rambo has made himself a crude garment out of the Hessian sheet. He puts his head through a hole in its center and ties the trailing flaps tight around his waist with the found cord. He grabs his knife and sprints off. Rambo climbs up a vertical rock face beside a narrow, fast-moving stream flowing down a stepped pathway of rocks towards the rocky riverbed below. Orville the dog guy leads the search party with three Dobermans.
Thunder, let's get him. Come on, sweetheart.
Thanks, Stevie.
Let's go get him, Eddie.
Yeah, we'll be there in a couple hours.
It won't be long before you have this one stuffed and mounted, huh, Will? Make him into a bear rug.
Didn't we go deer hunting up here last year?
Yeah, I got a couple bucks last year. Yeah, I'll shoot anything. Hey, Mitch, up the hill.
Rambo comes to a halt on level ground and takes a compass from the handle of his knife. He consults it, then looks around and screws it back into the handle. The cops clamber on uphill through dense foliage, the dogs snapping at Ward's heels.
Keep those dogs away from me. I don't trust those bastards.
Keep moving. My dogs can eat and run at the same time.
Straight to the top.
Straight
for it. Supposed to be dangerous? He just jumped.
Rambo's high in the hills, forging onwards and upwards amongst the tall pines. Something rises in a bed of leaves ahead of him, and Rambo hurries on, deftly ascending over mossy boulders. A deputy slips.
Whoa, whoa!
Hey, whoa,
I'm
just spoiling the set. Let my babies do the job.
Oh, yeah. I'm trailing you here.
This is no good.
Why?
There were three of us on him in the cell block down there. He went through us like we weren't even there.
Come on.
Rambo bounds downhill. The dogs are within earshot and his face registers panic. He comes out of the trees at a rocky ledge and finds himself staring down over the sheer drop of a gorge into whitewater rapids hundreds of feet below. He darts back the way he came and peers up the hill at Orville and the deputies, who have moved into sight beyond a gauntlet of fallen tree limbs. His eyes wild, Rambo turns and traces the edge of the gorge, moving down along a treacherous rocky ledge. He trips over and scrambles to the edge, where he peers down at churning waters flanked by tall, prickly pines. He looks back in the direction of the fast-approaching search party, then slowly climbs over the edge, gripping the rock with his bare hands. A helicopter emerges beyond the skyscraping pine forest. Teasel speaks into his radio.
Hart, this is Teasel. He's headed for Chapman Gorge.
Chapman Gorge, head him off!
Galt leans out of the approaching helicopter with a rifle. Rambo descends the rock face onto a sloping ledge and starts to slide. Loose boulders tumble over the edge and plummet toward the spume below. Rambo grips the cliff face and looks down at a pine tree to which he is now somewhat closer. His breath escapes in thick clouds as he clings precariously to the rocky ledge. Galt's helicopter draws near. Rambo hangs on for dear life. He looks right, then left at the approaching helicopter. His hands move along the ledge by increments as he struggles to maintain his grip. Balding, haggard old Galt unfastens his seatbelt and prepares to shoot. He takes aim and a bullet ricochets off the rocks above Rambo's head.
What the hell's going on?
What are you doing? We're just supposed to spot him.
Hold it, Steady.
Thermodraft! Jesus,
Carl,
he's stuck there! He can't go anyplace!
If you don't lie this thing right, I swear to God, I'll kill you.
The pilot nods.
Sheriff, off, coming off!
Rambo loses grip and dangles from one hand.
Hold it steady, you son of a bitch!
Galt, come in, goddammit!
Get closer and hold it steady!
Galt!
A near miss.
I got it.
Rambo's eyes turn to the pine tree below. Galt stares through a telescopic sight. Rambo hurls himself off the cliff face. Rambo falls head first through empty space, his arms flailing. He crashes through the branches of the pine tree, some of which snap, breaking his fall. He cracks his ribs on a jutting tree limb and comes to rest against the branch, his face contorted in agony. He clutches his right arm and falls to the ground. The chopper descends. Galt sits with his legs hanging out through the open side door and his feet resting on a platform attached to the landing skids. He points.
There he is. Over there, dummy!
Rambo hides with his back to the tree as Galt takes aim.
Dead soldier boy!
A bullet bounces off the tree. The chopper moves sideways to provide Galt a better shot. He shoots the tree again. It banks right again and Galt shoots. Rambo hurls a rock, cracking the chopper's windscreen and startling the pilot. Galt falls. As the helicopter climbs skywards, Rambo breaks cover and scurries across the jagged slate-grey rocks towards Galt's body. He picks up Galt's rifle and steps over to Galt, who lies steaming on a boulder. He hauls Galt's limp body upright and stares at him. His right eye is a hollow, blood-red cavity, and his lifeless face is splattered with blood. Rambo glances over his shoulder, then takes something from Galt and shoves him back onto the rocks. The search party reaches the edge of the gorge. Rambo runs off downstream.
Art, Galt, come in! Helicopter, come in, goddammit!
Christ, look!
Orville points at Galt on the rocks below.
Jesus Christ. Need a binoculars, sir. Oh, no, shh.
Teasel stares down at Galt lying cruciform on the bloody rocks.
Jesus Christ.
Rambo squats against a rock face and unscrews the pommel from the handle of his hunting knife. He tips a length of thread from inside it and begins to stitch a bloody gash at the top of his right arm. Blood seeps out rhythmically and washes down his arm. He drives the needle into his flesh and sutures the wound.
I can't figure it. How'd he fall out?
What's the matter?
Just nailed this sucker's ass. He can't be far.
Will!
Rambo comes out with his hands up.
Looks like he wants to turn himself in.
Teasel stands.
There's one man dead! It's not my fault! I don't want any more hurt!
Freeze! Stand right where you are! Give yourself up!
But I didn't do anything!
I'm warning you, boy, don't make a move! I'll blow your head off!
I didn't do anything!
They open fire. Rambo clutches his eye and staggers out of range.
Cease fire! Cease fire! What? God damn it! Cease fire!
I think we hit him! All right, let's get down there! Move!
Lester's car.
Sheriff, the base, come in.
Lester was taking a whiz. He runs to the vehicle.
Go ahead, Will.
Lester, we're down in the gorge. Galt's dead, all right. Where the hell is that goddamn chopper?
He won't come, Will. Says there's a storm headed your way.
I don't give a goddamn what's on its way. I want that chopper back here right now. I don't want Galt's body out here all night.
I'll do what I can. Listen, Will. You sure picked one hell of a guy to mess around with. Just came over the teletype a few minutes ago. John Rambo is a Vietnam vet. He's a Green Beret, Congressional Medal of Honor. Guy's a war hero.
Jesus, that freak?
I knew there was something about that guy.
I double-checked it, Will. What do you want me to do?
Teasel lowers his radio and stares off pensively.
I want you to do what I told you to do, goddammit. Get that chopper back here now. Out!
Mitch grins.
Green Beret. War hero. That's great. That's
just
great.
Why don't you shut your mouth? Now what the hell's the matter with you guys? He's one man. He's wounded.
Those Green Berets. They're real badasses.
Why don't you let the state police handle this?
Seething, Teasel drags Mitch over to Galt's dead body.
Come here, boy. Come here, goddammit! Look. Look at him. Look at him. That's our Galt boy. He and I were friends when your mama was still wiping your nose! Now he's dead. He's dead because of that psycho out there. Now you listen, boy, and you listen to me good. I'm gonna get that son of a bitch. And I'm gonna pin that Congressional Medal of Honor to his liver. And I'm gonna do it with you or without you.
Rambo sharpens a stick with his hunting knife. A number of makeshift arrows lie by his side. A thin fog drifts amongst the trunks of the pine trees as the search party labours on.
We're closing in. The scent's getting stronger.
All right, keep your eyes open.
Come on, Maggie.
It's gonna storm. That's all we need now. Will, come on, let's get out of here before it gets too dark.
What's the matter? You afraid of the boogeyman? You goddamn pansy?
Hello, Duke. Boy, put your gun down. I'll show you the pansy.
Three, nine,
okay, come on.
Down.
Come on, pansy. Knock it off! Ward! Ward, move on! The fight is out there! He's out there waiting for you!
Mitch,
get on your feet and move!
Go find this guy, for Christ's sake!
Come on! Get your eyes open!
Dude, let's go!
I'll see you later, Ward.
Mitch puts his Stetson back on, and the Dobermans lead them over a fallen tree trunk. Orville spots a seated figure in silhouette.
There he is!
Turn those dogs loose, Orville!
Go get him, sweethearts! There's your dinner!
Two bound off. Orville gets shot. The others open fire.
He's fire!
Crazed, Ward keeps shooting, then stops.
I'm hit! God damn it, I'm hit!
Ward.
Jesus. He's got a gun.
A flash of lightning illuminates them, and Deputy Shingleton aims his gun. The figure they were firing at is but a crude effigy.
It's not him. It's the goddamn scarecrow.
No scarecrow that shot Orville. He's close. He's real close.
Kill him. Kill him. Go get him. Go get him. Go get him, Maggie.
The last remaining Doberman bounds off out of sight beyond a heap of fallen trees. Orville's face drops.
Mitch. Mitch Ward, come here. Oh, Shingleton, you cover us.
Look at his leg.
Mitch, get your belt. Get a tourniquet around that.
We gotta get this guy to a doctor.
Well, damn it, get your belt on there fast. Where's the first aid kit?
I left it in the car.
Shit.
Where'd you get the gun?
Grab me our Galt's gun. He's out of ammo.
How do you know that?
Because whatever killed that last dog was no bullet, that's how. Hurry up. Orville, listen to me. Now listen. You gotta stay awake, all right? You gotta release that tourniquet every 15 minutes. We'll be right back. You gotta get him now. He's out of ammo. All right,
get
let's
him.
Go. Hurry up. Move.
You know right to shoot my babies. Get the son of a bitch.
Go.
Go get him.
All right. All right, now listen up. We're right on top of him. We're gonna form a skirmish line, 50 feet apart. And keep moving. There's no way out of here except through us.
They move on.
Okay. Let's do some hunting.
Hunting? We ain't hunting him. He's hunting us.
They march side by side in a broad line, moving uphill through dense undergrowth.
Spread out. Spread out, damn it. I said 50 feet.
They make their way through the forest with their rifles and machine guns at the ready. Teasel pauses by a tree as lightning flickers, illuminating the forest. Deputy Shingleton stumbles over a fallen tree.
I hate this.
Ward staggers over the uneven ground and points his gun as he steps out from behind a tree. There's nothing there. He ducks under the fanned branches of a sapling and into a dip in the ground. Stocky, sandy-haired Deputy Balford creeps through the forest. Teasel emerges from behind a tree clutching his M16 assault rifle. He moves slowly among the trees, poised to shoot. Mitch steps out from behind a bush and looks around. He ducks under the trunk of an enormous fallen tree. He scans around nervously. As he steps forward, a camouflaged Rambo springs up from the ground and stabs him in the leg with an arrow. Shingleton hears.
Huh?
Will, it's Mitch!
Ward.
Who is it?
The deputies trample through the undergrowth in search of Mitch. They stop and listen.
Mitch!
Ward's by himself. He tramps on through the forest with his assault rifle, his eyes roaming hawkishly as he scans about him. Rambo leaps down from a tree. He fells Ward.
What the hell's going on?
Rambo breaks Ward's right arm and runs off.
He's got Ward. I spread out. I'll go this way.
Will! Will!
Teasel runs.
Over here! Will! He's over here!
Teasel fires, hitting Ward.
Fire! Hold on, he's firing!
I got him!
Shingleton, follow me!
A long branch with arrows along it swings out, impaling Balford's legs.
Somebody help me! Help me, Will! Balford! Balford!
Shingleton gets clubbed in the back.
Help!
Balford's immobilized.
Help me!
Balford!
Teasel makes his way towards his skewered deputy.
Shingleton over here!
Balford stands upright with the improvised device impaling his thighs. Teasel wrenches the implement from Balford's legs and they sink down onto the ground.
Shingleton, where the hell are you?
The wooden spikes are stained with blood.
Shingleton!
Teasel runs back for Shingleton.
Shingleton!
He's tied to a tree. Rambo puts a knife to Teasel's throat.
I could have killed them all. I could have killed you. In telling you the law, out here it's me. Don't push it.
Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Terrified, Teasel meets his gaze.
Let it go. Let it go.
He pulls the knife away and runs off. Teasel sinks to the ground. Teasel's face crumples. He hides his tears behind gloved hands. A helicopter flies by in front of the snowy mountains. A fleet of patrol cars and ambulances has arrived by a bridge over the Rocky River. Scores of deputies and medical personnel are milling about the makeshift compound. The helicopter touches down in their midst. A patrol car pulls up as Shingleton is carried off on a stretcher. Hard-faced state police captain Dave Kern gets out and strides through the chaos.
Get back.
Move back, you guys. Move back. We'll be all
right. Press photographers take pictures and a news reporter follows the captain with a microphone as he approaches an ambulance.
How bad is the situation? Captain, we need some kind of...
Only good thing to come out of this mess is the business they're doing in town. Porters are drinking the place dry.
He's joined Teasel in a medical tent.
You look like you're ready to kill over, Will. Why don't you go home? It's my problem now.
Your problem? Listen, Dave. Don't give me any of your horse shit about jurisdiction in this one, you understand?
Would you like me to step outside?
Just finish up what you're doing.
Somewhere in this rugged mountain countryside, possibly above the snow line, shrouded in mist, the fugitive John Rambo is hiding. Units of the state police, along with local members of the National Guard, are now being mobilized. What still remains unexplained by local authorities is just how and where the former Green Beret came into possession of the weapons with which he allegedly killed one deputy sheriff and tried to kill six others. Only their skilled training and police enforcement techniques saved their lives. And word now is that the fugitive will be in custody in a matter of hours.
Lester.
Yes, Will. Will, there's something I think you ought to know. I'll talk to you later, okay?
What is it, Lester? What is it? For Christ's sake, spit it out.
Oh, well, I was just talking to Mitch. And he was saying that Galt and a couple of deputies were a little hard on the guy.
Assholes.
Doesn't make one goddamn bit of difference, Dave, and you know it. If one of my deputies gets out of line with a prisoner, then the prisoner comes to me with it. And if I find out it's like he says, I kick the deputy's ass. Me, the law, that's the way it's gotta be. People start fucking around with the law and all hell breaks loose. Whatever possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo?
God didn't make Rambo.
They turn.
I made him.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Well, we all appreciate your concern, Colonel. And we'll try to be extra careful.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live.
Is that right?
Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing.
That's just great. Colonel, you came out here to find out why one of your machines blew a gasket.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. To eat things and to make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period. Win by attrition. Well, Rambo was the best.
Teasel bristles. In the forest, Rambo stands on a jutting tree limb brandishing a makeshift spear. He stares down at a wild boar rooting about on the ground below. He raises the spear and jumps silently from his perch. Rambo carries a hefty leg of boar over one shoulder. He looks around and heads for the mountainside entrance of a mine. A rusty barrel rests beneath one of the tunnel's wooden buttresses. He props the barrel up on a small stick and wedges it against the buttress. Then he covers the stick with a small branch. He clambers over diagonal supports into the cave-like recess beyond. At the tent...
Okay, Colonel, now you got us all scared to death. What do you and the Special Forces think I ought to do about your psycho out there?
Let him go.
Do what?
For now. Defuse the whole situation. Defuse him. Provide a little gap and let him slip through it. Then put out a nationwide APB. In a couple of weeks, you'll pick him up in Seattle or someplace working in a car wash. There'll be no fight and nobody else will get hurt.
I do my own work. I don't figure the best way to do that is to close my eyes and hope he gets picked up in Seattle.
Well, if you send your people in there after him, they'll get killed.
You know, we're just a small hick town sheriff's department, Colonel, but we're expected to do our duty just like our heroes in the Special Forces.
In Special Forces, we teach our people to stay alive in the line of duty.
No shit. I never thought of that.
You want a war you can't win?
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that many, don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Troutman leaves the tent.
Troutman!
Teasel goes out to him.
I don't know which side you're on, Troutman. I still think you came out here just to cover your ass. But if you're serious about taking Rambo out clean, follow me. Move this out of the way.
Rambo sits in the darkened tunnel roasting the animal's leg over a campfire. He carves meat from the leg, which is propped between two rocks. He lies back with his slice of meat.
State police calling John Rambo. Acknowledge.
A police radio lies on a rock beside him. He chews the meat.
State police calling John Rambo. Come in, please. Acknowledge.
A state policeman.
If you're listening, Rambo, here's your situation. You are surrounded. Every possible exit has been blocked. Every highway, road, every fire break. You have our word that your services to your country will be taken into consideration and you will receive fair treatment. Just respond. We can work everything out. Over.
Anything?
No.
He took a radio off of one of my deputies.
Then he has to be listening. If I was in his position, I'd try to pick up some information. Maybe catch some crosstalk.
Of course he's listening. He's not going to break radio silence.
No, not for us. But he might do it for you, Colonel. He's your boy, isn't he? Maybe you can talk him into sparing all our lives by giving himself up.
I can try.
At least we'll get a radio fix on his position, if you don't mind setting him up for us.
Setting him up for you? That's like bringing the pigeons to the cat.
Teasel goes over to a couple of National Guard reservists.
Hey, Don. Thanks for bringing your people out.
Anytime, Will.
Come on, Bobby, put the magazine away, will you? Pay attention. We may only get one crack at this.
Bobby's at a radar. Rambo lies sleeping by the fire.
Covey leader calling Raven. Come on, Raven. Covey leader calling Raven.
Rambo's eyes blink open.
Covey leader to Raven. Talk to me, Johnny.
Covey leader to identify Baker T. Rambo. Mesner. Ortega. Coletta. Jorgensen. Danforth. Barry. Crack hour. Confirm.
This is Colonel Troutman. Talk to me, Johnny.
Rambo stares at the radio. Troutman waits for a response in the large canvas tent. Teasel sips from a mug, then sets it down and strolls over to the reservists. As Troutman sips, Rambo comes through on the radio.
They're all gone, sir.
It's him. Get on it.
Rambo, are you all right? Over.
Baker team, they're all dead, sir.
Not Delmore Barry. He made it.
Barry's gone too, sir.
How?
Got himself killed in Nam. Didn't even know it. Cancer ate him down to the bone.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I'm the last one, sir.
It's good to hear your voice, Johnny. It's been a long time.
Look, John, you've done some damage here. But they don't want any more trouble.
He's northwest.
That's why I've come. I'm gonna come in there and fly you the hell out.
Just you and me. We'll work this thing out together. Is that fair enough?
Where'd you come from, sir?
Bragg.
I tried to get in touch with you, but the guys at Bragg never knew where to find you.
Yeah, well, I haven't been spending much time there lately. They've got me down in D.C. I'm sharing a seat with my ass.
I wish I was back at Bragg now.
Teasel and Kern stand listening.
We'll talk about that when you come in.
I can't do that, sir.
Teasel looks askance at the radio.
Well, look, John, we can't have you running around out there wasting friendly civilians.
There are no friendly civilians.
Well, I'm your friend, Johnny. I was there with you knee-deep in all that blood and guts. I covered your ass more than once. Seems like bailing you out of trouble is getting to be a lifetime job for me.
There wouldn't be no trouble except for that king shit cup.
All I wanted was something to eat. But the man kept pushing, sir.
Well, you did some pushing of your own, John.
They drew first blood, not me.
Look, Johnny.
Let me come in and get you the hell out of there.
They drew first blood.
Rambo puts the radio down and blinks. He stares into space.
Rambo? Are you still reading me?
Cubby leader to Raven. Rambo, acknowledge.
He's all finished, Colonel. Got a real good fix on him, though. Come first line, I'm going to put every man I got up on that ridge. Now we'll get him my way.
Troutman frowns.
All right, now look down. I want you to stretch a skirmish line right across this ridge. Son of a...
Army reservists in camo helmets and green ponchos troop alongside the river with assault rifles.
Come on, move it!
Another platoon has been dispatched on the other side.
Hey, this guy got a gun? What was that?
They scour the river and start up into the hillside forest. They move on across the jagged rocks. When they're gone, Rambo's hand emerges from the river. He grips a rock and lifts his head up out of the water to peer at them. Rambo sprints up the hill with an assault rifle slung across his back on a shoulder strap. A teenage boy in a baseball cap and earmuffs steps out from behind a tree holding a rifle. Rambo strikes a battle-ready stance with his knife raised. The terrified boy darts behind the tree. Rambo pins him to the ground, and the boy's eyes dart left and right. Rambo flings the boy's rifle into the bushes and strides off. The boy stands as Rambo vanishes into the foliage.
Pa! 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 There's a guy coming
for you! What happened, son?
Over there!
Where? I see him over there! I'll get him! Don't shoot! Cool down! This way! Let's go!
The boy's dad in the hunting party fired skyward to alert the reservists.
There he is! Come on!
Muzzle flare crackles in the trees below as Rambo runs uphill away from the National Guard. He stops on level ground and sees others approaching.
Whoa!
He runs towards the mouth of the tunnel.
Now we got him!
He goes inside, Teasel's at the compound.
Yes, I know exactly where it is. Now listen to me very carefully. Surround the area with every man you've got, but don't move in. I repeat, don't move in. In fact, don't do anything till I get there. And no shooting. I don't want him dead, I want him alive.
The reservists are shooting at the tunnel. Rambo steps out and fires back at them.
Get out! Get out! Get out!
They duck for cover as Rambo fires. He removes the clip and examines it.
Keep firing!
A reservist sits up.
Come on, guys, shoot!
They stay down.
Come on!
They don't move.
Oh, you guys are great. All right, Steve.
Yo.
I want you and Bruce, head around these trees, go to the front of that mine.
Screw that, Clinton, I ain't going up there.
No way.
Steve and Bruce cower. Clinton turns to another man.
Raymond?
What?
I want you to go into that mine.
Oh, not me.
What do you mean, not me?
Look, I do this part-time. I didn't come here to get killed. Now, he's probably in there just waiting for us. What's wrong with you, Clinton?
Clinton stares over at the mine.
All right, Rambo! This is Lieutenant Clinton Morgan, National Guard leader.
Now I'm giving you just 30 seconds to come on out. Who's got the rocket launcher?
I do.
Come here, Earl. Great. Rambo, it's your last chance to come out.
Maybe we should wait.
Earl, this creep is a killer. Besides, I'm in charge, and I say we blow it up. Now fire that thing. Just let me get out of the way first.
Clinton shuffles over a few feet, and bespectacled Irv aims the rocket launcher. Rambo looks out from behind a girder. His eyes widen, and he sprints off deeper into the tunnel. An enormous explosion engulfs the entrance of the mine.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo-ah!
Give that man a cigar!
Bullseye!
A yellow helicopter ascends over rippling waters at the foot of the Misty Mountain Range. It performs a U-turn at the edge of the forest as it comes into land. Smoke rises from the flares which are being waved to guide the helicopter in. As it touches down, the rotor blades whisk the smoke into a fleeting whirlwind. Teasel, Kern and Troutman get out and approach a reservist.
Where the hell are they? Up the hill about 500 yards!
The reservists are posing for a photograph.
Move in a little closer, just like Iwo Jima.
Yeah. I don't believe it. Idiots.
Steady? Got it.
All right, Nick, one more for Soldier of Fortune.
Soldier of Fortune?
Damn
it! What the hell do you think this is? Some kind of a circus? Get the hell out of here!
They disperse.
Clinton, Jesus. Didn't you get the word, Clinton? I told you people to wait until I got up here.
Well, he was shooting at us, Will. Come on, I wasn't taking any chances.
Christ, what a mess. Gonna have to dig his body out of there right away.
I mean, you can't get a dozer up here. You're gonna have to find somebody to dig him out.
Well, it's your mess, Clinton. You clean it up.
Will, come on! I gotta be back at the drugstore tomorrow.
You better get started right away, Clinton.
Clinton flings his helmet down.
Shit!
Rambo's in the darkness deep within the mine. He lights a match. He holds it up to see by, but its flame dies down and eventually goes out. He uses another match to light a strip of torn fabric from his makeshift body warmer. He drapes the flaming rag over his knife blade to create a torch and turns the knife so that the rag is wrapped around it. Outside, Teasel paces.
Buried in a hole by a bunch of goddamn weekend warriors. Thought you said he was the best you ever trained.
However he may have ended up, there was a time when he was very special.
Special my ass. He was just another drifter that broke the law.
Vagrancy, wasn't it? That's gonna look real good on his gravestone at Arlington. Here lies John Rambo, winner of the Congressional Medal of Honor. Survivor of countless incursions behind enemy lines. Killed for vagrancy in Jerkwater, USA.
Now, don't give me any of that crap, Troutman. You think Rambo was the only guy who had a tough time in Vietnam? He killed a police officer, for Christ's sake.
You're goddamn lucky he didn't kill all of you.
Rambo stabs the flaming knife into a wooden buttress and leaves it there to light his surroundings. He finds two gas lamps. They're empty. He slings them aside and they smash. He opens a tin drum, but there's nothing in it, and he discards that too.
This character, he comes waltzing in here full of all kinds of good advice and how we should let that goddamn maniac go loose so we can save our own asses. Well, we saved our asses, Colonel, and we didn't let him go loose. The best man lost, and he doesn't like it.
Teasel stomps off. In the mine, Rambo has got a bucket of fluid. He tears himself another rag, then dips it in the bucket and sniffs it. He removes his improvised garment and starts tearing it into strips. Troutman stands outside the devastated entrance of the mine. He surveys the damage with an inscrutable expression. He looks up at the hillside above the heap of smoking timbers now blocking the entrance. His eyes rove in thought. and he purses his lips. Rambo makes his way down a darkened tunnel with a flaming torch made from a stick. Water drips from the ceiling. He comes to a ladder leading down into another chamber. He falls from the ladder as he descends it. He stands ankles deep in water, clutching his wounded arm in pain. He wears a strip of the torn Hessian like a headband. He looks around. Teasel and Lester arrive back at the sheriff's office.
How you doing, Will?
Hold my calls.
Teasel enters his office and slams the glass door, which has his name on it. He sits down wearily behind his desk and lolls his head back. A miserable expression descends on him. Rambo's up to his knees in water as he explores the dank network of tunnels. He looks left and right cautiously as he wades on. As he progresses, the ceiling becomes lower, forcing him to stoop. Leaning forward in this way, he continues along the ever-narrowing tunnel. Rats swarm on a high ledge. A number of them have attached themselves to Rambo's back. He frantically pulls them off and flings them down. He falls in the rat-infested waters and thrashes around wildly as the rodents swim and scurry all about him. He swings at them with the flaming torch, then clambers out onto dry rocks and replenishes his torch with a fresh strip of Hessian. The flames burn more profusely, and he holds the torch out in front of him as he continues down the narrow passageway. He comes to an opening at the end of the passage, then looks up and ascends a slope. Troutman sits drinking in a bar. Teasel approaches his table.
Colonel.
Middle-aged Colonel Troutman, still in full uniform, he smokes a fat cigar.
See?
Teasel sits. He wears a sheepskin jacket. Troutman turns to a waitress.
Miss, would you do this again, please?
Hi, Sheriff.
And for my friend.
You need a shooter. Wild turkey.
Teasel taps the table.
Look, if I was out of line before, I just want to apologize.
None of that makes much difference now, does it?
No, I guess not. I suppose... I just feel
like you were cheated out of your chance.
I wanted to kill that kid. Well, I wanted to kill him so bad I could taste it.
Doesn't sit well with that badge. It can get confusing sometimes. In Vietnam, you can bet that Rambo and I got pretty confused. We had orders. When in doubt, kill.
Troutman holds Teasel's gaze. He furrows his brow.
What the hell? You're a civilian. I mean, you can go home to your wife and your house and your little flower garden. You're under no pressure to figure all this out.
Yeah, what about you, Colonel? What did you figure out from all of this, huh? I mean, what would you have done with him if he came in? Would you wrap your arms around him, give him a big sloppy kiss? Or would you have blown his brains out?
On Teasel's chin and above his left eye are the healed over traces of small cuts. Troutman considers.
I couldn't answer that until I met him face to face.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Because it's just as well we never got a chance to find out.
Troutman gives him a look, then lowers his eyes. Rambo climbs up into a wider passageway where the ceiling is supported by wooden beams. He clambers over fallen supports and presses forward into a chamber where a ladder leads up a shaft into the light of day. He looks up the shaft like he's peering into heaven itself. He drops the flaming torch and rests his head on the ladder. His wounded arm is splattered with blood. Gripping a rung of the ladder, he turns his eyes towards the sky and trees beyond the opening and begins to climb. He hauls himself up the ladder with all his might. Rambo crawls through thick vegetation on his hands and knees until he comes out behind a rock overgrown with tangled plant life. He pokes his head up and sees an army truck trundling off at the bottom of the hill. Just feet away, a line of army reservists are picking their way downhill over a path of small boulders. He ducks down out of sight, then scurries uphill. He comes out onto a grassy bank overlooking the road. Rambo watches as a long convoy of military vehicles drives by. His eyes ablaze, he leaps onto the roof of the rearmost truck. He swings down into the cab and puts his knife to the driver's throat.
Drive.
The driver looks terrified.
Don't look at me, look at the road. That's how accidents happen. What's your name?
Cathcart, Robert A.
All right, what do you got in the back, Robert A?
M60.
Rambo flings the driver's door open.
Okay, Robert A,
please.
Get out of the truck.
I got no beef with you.
No. Go on, move, go on!
He pushes the driver out of the moving vehicle. The man bounces in the dirt, then staggers to his feet as Rambo drives off in the army truck. The driver hurries off with a limp. A patrol car approaches and he flags it down. His face is grazed from the fall. At the station, Lester pours a coffee. His hand is bandaged.
SP, car 1, Charlie 5 is central.
Want to turn that up?
Are we still on that three-way hookup?
Sure, Cecil's office.
Roger, still working. What's your story, Steamboat?
Looks like somebody pulled the plug too soon. That Rambo guy is on the loose again.
Shit!
Roger, Steamboat. This is Trapper. We're setting up roadblocks on Highway 26.
Hey, Will, it's Rambo. He's still around.
Teasel rises from his desk. Rambo's at the wheel of the army truck. A patrol car motors down a mountain road. Rambo rumbles on at the rear of the convoy as the patrol car heads after them down the winding road. Rambo splits up from the convoy at a fork in the road as the patrol car skids round a corner in pursuit. The patrol car gains on Rambo as he cuts onto a long straight stretch of empty road. Rambo glances in his wing mirror as the patrol car hurtles up alongside him. Deputies with pistols lean out of the passenger side windows. Rambo ducks as a bullet punctures his window. He rams their car. He clips the back of the car's passenger side as they overtake him. He shunts their rear end. The boot crumples open. He rams them again and they swerve violently on the road. Their back end scrapes a roadside barrier. Rambo sees a car parked at the roadside up ahead. Rambo rams the patrol car into it, and it explodes. The patrol car barrel rolls and lands on its wheels. Rambo calmly regards it in his wing mirror. Rambo motors towards a truss bridge over the river. It has a skeletal trapezium-shaped steel structure composed around it, with interior supports ordered in a triangular pattern along its sides. Beyond the bridge is a roadblock where law enforcement officers await with rifles. They open fire as Rambo hares towards them. Rambo crashes through a parked patrol car and tears off down the road. The mustachioed lawmen shoot at him as he goes. Night. Windscreen wipers sweep back and forth in front of Rambo's fearless eyes as he drives towards the petrol station on the outskirts of town. He smashes into the petrol pumps, wrenching them from the ground. He runs to the rear of the truck and drops its tailgate to reveal a variety of arms and munitions. He straps himself with the enormous M60 and takes a couple of boxes of ammo. He lights a Zippo and throws it on petrol spewing forth from pipes in the ground. It bursts aflame and Rambo runs off. The flames advance towards the truck as two fiery jets issue out of the twin pipes by the shop front. The truck catches fire and blows up. Flaming debris rains down on the forecourt as a chain of explosions cuts a path of devastation towards the on-site motor mechanics. It goes up in flames and explodes. Teasel and Lester run to the window of the sheriff's office and stare out.
Holy fuck!
Right, get out there right away. Move!
Lester leaves with a middle-aged deputy. Patrol cars cut through the darkness. Rambo runs along with the machine gun. The army truck is engulfed by flames. Two patrol cars arrive.
What the hell's going on?
More cars explode.
Watch yourself!
We're all gonna blow!
At the sheriff's office, Teasel picks up a microphone and speaks into it.
Attention all civilians. For your own safety, please evacuate the streets immediately.
Remain indoors until you receive further instructions. I repeat, this is a police emergency. Please evacuate the streets immediately.
He puts the mic down with a sigh. Citizens vacate the streets. Teasel gets a revolver from his office and opens a wall-mounted cabinet filled with rifles. Troutman enters.
We found Rambo's body. As a matter of fact, it stole an army truck, blew up a gas station the other side of town.
The kid is resilient. Why don't you forget what you're thinking and clear out while you can?
Get the fuck out of here, Troutman, and you take your advice with you. When I talked to you earlier this afternoon, you knew he was still alive, didn't you?
I suspected.
Sure, that's why you stuck around. You trained. You taught him how to get out of places like that cave. But he's not going to get out of this place.
Teasel, you and all your men couldn't handle him before. Now, what makes you think you can handle him now?
Because God knows what damage he's prepared to do.
Rambo's shadow is thrown onto the side of a building as he hurries down an alley with the enormous long-barreled machine gun. Teasel's chosen an assault rifle.
You're gonna die, Teasel.
Everybody dies.
There's only one man in this room that's got half a chance. Well, that's not because I'm better than he is, but it's because he trusts me. See, I'm the closest thing to family that he has left, and that may be all the edge I need.
Jesus Christ, where do you people come from?
Teasel slams his munitions cabinet.
Now, this is my job, Troutman. This is my town. And I'm not giving it up to you or to Rambo or to anybody else. Now you just stay the hell out of my way.
He glowers at Troutman and strides past him. Rambo moves out from behind the building as firefighters try to extinguish the blazing petrol station.
Get a little closer! I can! It's still goddamn hot!
From a patrol car.
Willis Lester, do you copy over? Come on, let's go! Will, this is Lester, do you copy over?
Some serious problems. The highway's been cut off. The truck's out here, but we couldn't find the body. I repeat, no body. It's totally burned out. Preston, get those people out of here. I don't move them back to the south side.
Teasel looks up at a glass skylight, then rounds the desks and folds some steps down from the ceiling.
No,
Teasel climbs the steps and opens a hatch onto the roof, his revolver at the ready. A waist-high wall encloses the roof, and smoke can be seen rising from the flames in the near distance. Teasel climbs out and stays low as he steals over to the skylight. He looks down into the office, then crouches by the wall. Clutching his rifle, he moves along the wall towards the end of the building and peers down into the street. Rambo shoots at an electricity junction box high up on a wooden pylon. Hearing this, Teasel sprints across the roof and brings his rifle up to fire. Rambo shoots the junction box again, and the lights in the surrounding buildings go out. Rambo steps out from behind the building. He's strapped crosswise with bullet belts. He shatters the windows of Mountain State Savings, then fires at another junction box. More buildings' lights go out, including those of Mountain State Savings. Teasel takes aim from the roof as Rambo crosses the darkened street and darts behind another building. He looks out. Teasel scuttles to a side wall and scans about. Unseen, Rambo sprints over to a clapboard gun shop called The Outpost. Teasel retakes his position by an end wall. Rambo shoots the door of The Outpost and gains entry. He puts the M60 on a counter and strides past an arsenal of rifles along one wall to a shelving unit stacked with boxes of ammo. He plucks boxes from the shelves and just as quickly discards them. He tears the unit off the wall. He marches over to some cans of petrol and throws them into the middle of the room. Using an axe, he hacks the lock off a wooden cupboard and opens it. He grabs more cans from inside it and flings those into the middle of the room too. He opens a drum of gunpowder and scatters it over the heap of flammables and explosives that he's created in the center of the room. He punctures another such drum with his knife and leaves a trail of gunpowder across the wooden floorboards to the door. He takes the M60 machine gun from the counter and steps out of the store, blasting the trail of gunpowder as he retreats. He runs off as the ensuing flames ignite the piled-up ammunition in the middle of the room. Teasel scuttles along the roof and aims at the store. Rambo's in an alley assessing the surrounding buildings. The outpost blows up. He sees Teasel poke his head up from the roof of the sheriff's office. Rambo shoots the windows of the sheriff's office. His bullets tear the building to pieces. Teasel runs over to the skylight. He aims through the glass at the interior. Rambo's inside the sheriff's office. He creeps along with his back to a wall. Teasel can be seen through the skylight. Rambo spies the steps leading up to the ceiling hatch. He turns his eyes to a ceiling panel that hangs down loosely into the darkened room. Beyond the windows, a fire is still raging. He scans about the shadows. He cautiously steps forward, then squats on his haunches in the shadows to look up through the skylight. Teasel shoots and misses as Rambo breaks cover and runs across the room beneath the skylight. Rambo fires up through the ceiling. Shot from below, Teasel crashes down through the skylight. He lies sprawled on his back. Rambo looms over him with the machine gun.
Go ahead, you crazy son of a bitch! Finish.
Rambo! Rambo, don't do it! Listen to me, Rambo. You have no chance. So drop your weapon. I'm going to order the chopper in and fly you back to Bragg.
A reservist shoots from outside.
Hold your fire!
The building surrounded.
Hold your fire!
Hold your fire! Hold your fire!
Think about what you're doing. The building's perimeter is covered. No exit. There are nearly 200 men out there and a lot of M16s. You did everything to make this private war happen. You've done enough damage. This mission is over, Rambo. Do you understand me? This mission is over!
Rambo was tooling himself up.
Look at him out there.
A swarm of cop cars, lights flashing.
Look at him!
He does.
If you don't end this now, they're gonna kill you. Is that what you want?
Rambo turns away from the window.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap! Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about!
It was a bad time for everyone, Rambo. It's all in the past now.
For you! For me, civilian life is nothing! In the field, we had a code of honor. You watch my back, I watch yours. Back here, there's nothing!
You're the last of an elite group. Don't end it like this.
Back there, I can fly a gunship. I can drive a tank. I was in charge of million-dollar equipment! Back here, I can't even hold the job! Fucking guard!
He hurls a machine gun across the room.
Oh, God. Where's everybody? I had a friend, was the Air Force. I had all these guys, man. Back there, I had all these fighting guys. Who were my friends? Because back here, there's nothing. Remember the Air Force? He wore his black headband. I took one of his magic markers, and I said it found. He mailed us to Las Vegas because we're always talking about Vegas and this fucking car. This is a red 58 Chevy convertible. He's talking about this car. He said we're going to cruise till the tires fall off.
Seated now, Rambo shakes his head.
When this bar in Saigon, and this kid comes up. This kid carrying a sushi shine box. And he says, Shine, please, Shine. I said, no. He kept asking, yeah. And Joey said, yeah. And I went to get a couple beers, and the box is wired, and he opened up the box, fucking blew his body all over the place. And he's laying there, and he's fucking screaming, there's pieces of him all over me, just like this, and I'm trying to pull him off, you know, and it's my friend, it's all over me. He's got blood and everything, and I'm trying to hold him together, I put him together, his fucking insides keep coming out, and nobody would help. No one helped, and he's saying, please, I want to go home. I want to go home. He keeps calling my name. I want to go home, Johnny. I want to drive my Chevy. I said, well, what? I can't find your fucking legs. I can't find your legs. I can't get out of my head. I can't live 7 years. Every day it happens. You know, sometimes I wake up, I don't know where I am. I don't talk to anybody. Sometimes a day. Sometimes a week.
Troutman looks on with a look of compassion. He stifles sympathetic tears and steps towards Rambo, who's sobbing into his hands. He takes Troutman's sleeve and Troutman squats beside him. Rambo pulls him close and puts his arms around him. Rambo sobs on Troutman's shoulder and Troutman rests a comforting hand on his back. Troutman, Kern, and a deputy walk Rambo out of the sheriff's office. Rambo lingers in the doorway with a large overcoat around him. Troutman looks at him and he continues down the steps onto the street. Paramedics attach a drip to Teasel, who lies stretched out on a gurney. They put him in the back of an ambulance. A row of patrol cars spans the street like a roadblock. Rambo strolls out to meet his destiny. ITFC audio description.
It's a long road when you're on your own, and it hurts when they tear your dreams apart. And every new town just seems to bring you down, trying to find peace of mind can break your heart. It's a real war right outside your front door, I tell ya. Out where they'll kill ya, you could use a friend. Where the road ends, that's the place for me. Where I'm me in my own space, where I'm free, that's the place I wanna be. The real war right outside your front door, I tell ya. Out where they'll kill ya, you could use a friend. It's a long road. It's a long road.